WBEZ is supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. A Chicago original, poetry proudly calls this city home and brings a living art form to the world. Learn how to give the gift of poetry to your loved ones all year long at poetrymagazine.org/holidays.
Thanksgiving can feel like a fraught time for some people, whether it's complicated relationships or tense political conversations. And the last thing you want is for dietary restrictions and preferences to also get in the way while you're creating this welcoming environment. Jordan Wimby is also known as the Melanin Martha and is a chef and culinary preservationist. And she sat down with WBEZ's Aaron Allen on the Rundown podcast to talk about prioritizing identity, community, and healing when you're cooking and creating space during this holiday season.
You've cooked and learned to cook for so many different types of people in different environments. How do you approach cooking for all of those palates and dietary differences all in one room?
I am someone who tried all of the dietary things. I am in a point in my life where I am very conscious of the way that I source ingredients and source food. And I appreciate everyone because I think the world is such a beautiful place because everyone is so different. And you have to figure out what works for your body, what works for you personally. I personally am someone who, as long as I know where it's sourced from and I'm being conscious, I really do not try to limit myself. There are times when I have supper clubs or pop-ups where I will not change the menu at all. I cook what makes me feel good. And I will give people, you know, a heads up, like I do not plan on making vegan dishes this time around or gluten-free dishes. There's other times when I'm cooking because I want to make other people feel good. So it really depends on who you're cooking for. Are you cooking for yourself as a healing process, as a form of meditation, as a way to lift your own spirits? Or are you cooking for others to make them feel good? And if that's the case, then your menu is going to change. Your menu is going to change based on who it is that you are really focusing your energy towards in that moment.
Yeah. And so like as the menu is changed, say you know, you're in this space and you're cooking as an offering, right? You're cooking for the folks who are coming. Are you like trying to switch out ingredients one for one? Are you just saying, okay, this is not going to taste good with this vegan cheese situation, so let's do something else that is not a one-for-one switch, but is still gratifying and delicious?
You know, the one thing that I love about group dinners where everyone has different needs, I should say, is that I have learned that you can't make everyone happy, and you don't have to make everyone happy. You don't. People are happy just by being in space with other people, in community with other people. And there is a lot of wonderful, easy ways to make dishes. Maybe two out of the five dishes you make are completely plant-based and gluten-free. Vegetables are your friend. You know, like vegetables are your friend. And I tell people, I'm like, I might not be the person who's going to make like impossible meatloaf with like vegan cheese, but I will whip you up a mean heirloom tomato salad. That's vegan and gluten-free. And like, that's my offering to you. I'm also someone who says, you know, this is my prefix menu. This is what I'm offering. I want everyone to be able to participate. If there's something that you really want to bring, I encourage people to also bring things that are going to make them feel comfortable within the space. And maybe they can share something with me too, you know, even though you're the hostess. I'm the hostess with the mostest. I'm the person who's trying to like make everybody happy all the time. And I have learned to let go of some of those responsibilities because you cannot do it all. People want to participate. Lean into that. Let people help you help them be comfortable.
That's Chef Jordan Wimby speaking with WBEZ's Aaron Allen. Happy Thanksgiving, all. This is WBEZ.